Do you eat, sleep, and breathe golf? Do you love to explore? And most importantly, do you just want to have some fun? Well, then welcome to Talking Golf Getaways with Mitch and Darren. Now here's the guy with all the questions, Mitch Lawrence, and the guy with all the answers, Darren Bunch.
Hello and welcome once again to Talking Golf Getaways with Mitch and Darren. I'm Mitch Lawrence, Myrtle Beach, South Carolina, the seaside golf capital of the world. Is where I call home. Darren Bunch out there in California. Darren, how excited are we? We get to talk about one of our favorite spots on the planet, Bandon Dunes Resort, with one of our favorite people on the planet, Akbar Chisti of Seamus Golf. How is it?
Oh, man, we love the Seamus Golf. It's making some of the coolest head covers and accessories in all of golf, and Akbar has been many, many places, but has a special place in his heart for Bandon, and we are looking forward to talking about it.
Akbar is out there driving in the Portland area. We'll get to him momentarily. We're glad you found us at golfnewsnet.com, on iTunes Podcasts, and on Audio Boom on social media. Darren at Getaways Golf on Twitter and at Golf Getaways on Instagram. Me on both Twitter and Instagram at Mitch Lawrence, LAURANCE. Before we get rolling on this episode of Bandon Week, we want to take this opportunity, and it's really fitting that we do, to say a few words about our friends at Kemper Sports, and they have been doing some really exceptional and often behind-the-scenes work at some of the best destination clubs across the country. Right, Darren?
Oh, there's so many places that we love. Obviously, we're talking about Bandon Dunes this week, but you've also got the Prairie Club in Nebraska. You've got Stream Song in Florida. You've got the New Sand Valley in Wisconsin, which is just outstanding. You've got lesser-known places, but equally deserving, like the Wilderness at Fortune Bay in Minnesota. And then they've got courses, you know, that are known worldwide, like the U.S. Open hosting Chambers Bay. And they've got international getaways like the Vallarta Resorts in Mexico.
They basically have it all, and obviously we feel like they lead the way in golf course management. We know whenever you go to a Kemper Sports property, you're going to get high-quality service. The facilities will be great. The conditioning will be fantastic. And we can't wait whenever we have a chance to get to a Kemper property. For more information and to get a look at all the places that Kemper Sports is involved, you can go to their great website, kempersports.com, today. All right, let's get to our good friend Akbar Chisti. As I said, driving around in the Portland area, as he does, he put it beautifully, although really an understatement, when he said it's the life of a peddler. But what I love about Akbar and his wife Megan and all the people they work with at Seamus Golf, that is truly the way they feel. They are of service to golfers worldwide. Fantastic products. If you haven't found them, you have to. SeamusGolf.com or at Seamus Golf on Twitter and Instagram. And as I said, when we get a chance to talk about Bandon with somebody like Akbar, we are over the moon. Welcome to Talking Golf Getaways, Akbar. Great to have you with us.
Well, thank you for having me. Excited to be with you guys. I'm a huge fan and love talking about Bandon Dunes, that's for sure.
Well, we know that you have a special connection to the place, and because it was a client that really helped showcase your amazing products at Seamus Golf, you know, and had a shared philosophy. So kind of talk about how that all came to be.
So my affection for for the spiritual place, Bandon Dunes, starts well before Seamus. In fact, it starts from my college years because I used to caddy there and work in the shop. So every summer I would go there and caddy, work in the shop, and play as much golf in the evenings when we could get out. And that was probably the inspiration for our brand. And so our brand, Seamus, is all American-made, Scottish-inspired products, which really, if you look at that as a blueprint for what it is, that's exactly what Bandon Dunes kind of is in some ways. You know, it's inspired by the great golf courses of Scotland, and then it's American made. So, and it's modernized and brought, you know, to a way that is actually in some ways got its own spin on these this heritage of Scottish golf. So a lot of those things are exactly, when you look at our brand, is what it is. And so to be able to launch our brand at Bandon Dunes, we couldn't ask for a better partner. And all our golfers they come through there regularly. And by focusing on Bandon when we design new products, it keeps us in line with kind of what our objective should be.
It's such a great story, the fact that you actually, like you said, when you were in college, you got a chance to experience it on the level of caddying, the level of playing, the level of working in the shop and getting to talk to and interact with all the different people that come through there. And then to leave there and to start Seamus, I know you were in the financial world and then kind of got into the Seamus passion and have built that brand to where it is now, which is just gangbusters. But when you go back now and you live in the Portland area, and I am so jealous of the fact that you can hop in your car and get to Bandon as quickly as you can. But what's it like? What's it like for you when you go now? Is this all about business? Do you get a chance to visit, not think about business? It's got to be an interesting mixture, I would think, of all different kinds of emotions and thoughts.
Well, our brand Seamus is with me no matter what. So it doesn't matter if I'm waking up at night or whatever, I'm always thinking about it, and especially when I go to a place like Bandon Dunes. So it is very much so work, but this type of work that I've been lucky to be part of and do is very much so my pleasure, and it's something I enjoy doing. So the two intermix very closely, but it's like if I go out there and I start walking and I start thinking about stuff and what I'm seeing, a lot of the inspirations behind what we end up doing come from playing there. So there's no way to separate those two.
So you get there, you play a lot of golf there. You've played a lot of golf there. We're asking everyone this week during Bandon Week to rank the courses, but you probably have an affinity for the courses that were there when you were caddying, more so than the newer courses, I would think, but I could be wrong.
Yeah, it's hard to rank them, I would have to say. I mean, I really do love every one of those golf courses so much, and I love to play all of them on every trip. But each one kind of serves a different purpose, Like, I think the best match play course is probably Old Mac. I love having matches out at Old Mac. But then if I'm just going to go and hang out with my buddies, like, I could literally play Preserve on repeat for the rest of my life. Which sounds stupid and crazy because it's a par 3, 13 holes. But you know what? I'd be okay with just going around in circles at the Preserve for the rest of my life. I would be okay with that. And I don't feel bad. I mean, I think it would be a meaningful life. But what turned me on to Bandon Dunes was I first played it in 99 for the Oregonian rate of $35. And it was way back when it started open. And then we went back a couple years later when Pacific Dunes opened, and I turned around, like when we got done, and I told my dad, I was like halfway through my first summer in college. I was like, I don't want to go back to Portland. I just want to stay here. So I talked to, a couple people there, and I was like, hey, do you guys have any jobs? I was like, oh, yeah, well, yeah, we'd love to have you here. If you want to pack up your stuff and come back, do it. So I have a deep affection for Pacific Dunes. So that for me was kind of a turning point for probably my whole life, where I would dedicate a lot of it to this type of golf, what happened at Pacific Dunes, specifically when I was walking down the fairway on number 4. And then you have courses like Bandon Dunes and Bandon Trails, which really are the meat and potatoes of that trip, because Bandon Dunes is where it all started, and Bandon Trails is—it's like you think it's like Oregon golf, but it's like Oregon golf on steroids, and it's so good, it's so good. So that's my ranking. I don't think I ranked it. I just blabbed on. Is that helpful at all?
No, that's very helpful, and it's funny that you talk about the Preserve that way. We had Ryan Hyman from iGolf Reviews on, and we were talking to him this very same question about ranking the courses, and he made a case for the fact that he could rank the Preserve number one because of the same reasons that you said. It's just so much fun, and you could just play it over and over and over again, find new ways to play it, do different things. So, no, I think you've provided us with a, without actually ranking them, you provided us with a very thoughtful answer.
Well, I think that the Preserve creates the case for the entire system for ranking golf courses being broken. I mean, it's done on there. And it's so much better than a lot of courses on there. I'm not going to call out which ones, but like experience wise, which I don't know if they even rate experience, you know, which is sort of a subjective thing, but I don't know. I'm there with him.
Well, it makes total sense. And one of the, I think both Darren and I feel this way, and I'm sure you do too, one of the great things about Bandon that makes it the resort that it is you get all different opinions about those four golf courses plus the preserve. And I don't, there's no right answer, obviously. It's whatever anybody feels an affinity for. And the fact that they're all there in the same spot is what makes it such a monumentally special place. All right, let's move on a little bit away from the golf. What are the other experiences? You mentioned the preserve, and that's at the top of the list, but other experiences that you think nobody should miss out on when they're there?
There's a few other things that happen when you're there that are integral to your trip. And a lot of it is food and drink and sitting related, I think. So if I was to walk through a day of the things that are non-golf that I'm going to do, no matter what, it starts with breakfast. And there's the breakfast wrap at Pacific Dunes that has the exact combination of cheese, bacon, and egg to make any golfer happy and full for the rest of your round. So you start your day there, and you got to have your coffee. And the great thing about the coffee there is it's Ray Jen's, and it's roasted locally in Bandon. And it's just freaking awesome. And it's just enough to put a little bit of hair on your chest. It's just get you going.
Can it put hair on your head?
If you pour it on your head, maybe.
All right, I'm going for it.
What do you do, Tri? Can you, like, do you guys do video podcasts or anything? So, I mean, I think you should videotape that.
Oh, trust me, we will.
All right, so you got that going on. That's your breakfast and coffee. That's important. Obviously, you can have the buffet, which is solid. But if I'm going to go and sit down, because then you can putt around a little bit out at the punch bowl, which we didn't even rank that. Now, then the other thing I really like to do is that every turn stand I go to, the turn stands are the only places you can get Bellhaven. Bellhaven is a nitro non-Oregonian beer, and I'm okay with that because it's so good, especially on a cold day, and nobody seems to know what Bellhaven is, at least the people that I hang with, which maybe that says something about me and the people I hang with, but it's a great opportunity to introduce them to Bellhaven. So buy everybody a Bellhaven. They'll be loving you for a long time. Then, you know, your dinners are, you have some great options, and lunches too. I think Bandon Trails doesn't get the cred that I think people don't know how important it is to keep that on your map because they got this trio burger thing going and the most different and unique offerings for meals. And then over in the pub, you know, it's like I can't get away from the pub. It's the place to go. Grandma Thayer's meatloaf is awesome. However, if you are planning on going to the bunker bar, you're not going to make it if you have the Grandma Thayer's meatloaf. So if you're wanting to go to the bunker bar, I think bunker bar is like a first night thing because you're like all excited to be there. And then the second day, you have Grandma Thayer's meatloaf to make up for all that lost sleep, right? Because you're just going to go straight to sleep after it. And it's worth it because you sleep really well.
Darren, these are tips that nobody else is giving us.
Your cigars, I think that don't try to smoke a cigar when you're playing any links golf. Just do it in the evenings afterwards because no matter what, like, gravity-defying or whatever torch that you're going to carry, it's just, you know, I think it's detrimental to the experience. Instead, carry a flask and a big one, maybe. So those are kind of the things I recommend, and hopefully I don't get into trouble for saying them.
Well, hey, let's when you mention the pub, you're talking about McKee's, obviously, but you mentioned the bunker bar, and we haven't talked about it this week much. Explain what the bunker bar is and why people want to take advantage of it.
The bunker bar is, they've got pool tables down there. I would say more, it's like the Facebook of Bandon Dunes because it's the social networking spot. You're going to meet people everybody's in the mood to talk and hang out, and there's no better place to meet some of the most interesting people that are equally as crazy as you. And it's all going to happen down at the Bunker Bar, because, you know, they obviously have drinks and stuff, but you can also smoke cigars in there. And they also have some great memorabilia on the walls.
And I know that there are people who have gone to Bandon and never knew the Bunker Bar even existed.
Which is what makes it so awesome. I would rather keep it that way than to have a big ass sign saying, "Oh, why don't you check out the great offerings out at the Bunker Bar?" No, don't ever do that, please.
All right, so just we'll bleep that when we do this podcast. We'll bleep Bunker Bar.
I don't even know what I'm doing talking about it here. It's Bunker Bar is whatever. It's fine. So I would definitely don't check out the Bunker Bar. See it.
So let's move up to the pro shop. One of the things I love in the pro shop is that you've got one of your Seamus Golf anvils in there, and you actually have to train the staff, don't you, to use it for engraving some of your bag tags and ball markers and other things like that.
Yeah. So the anvil was kind of a thing I found in a shed here in a barn. And it's 520 pounds. It's a Fisher Norris from 1942. Kind of the mid-century is when they stopped making these things in America, sadly. But it's a magnificent piece. That particular one is a collector's item. Typically, anvils will go for like $2 or $3 a pound. You know, that one is truly priceless and was typically used in shipyards for anchors and stuff like that, where you had multiple people hammering on it. So it's complete overkill for personalizing a ball mark. But when it comes to personalizing a ball mark, it is so, so rock steady that it is awesome. It's like stamping into butter. But I like to spend time with the guys there and the gals to show them. But really, you know, once you start doing it a couple times, it's so much fun, not only as a customer or a golfer, but when you're standing in the shop, because otherwise you hang out, you talk to people, you fold shirts, you put stuff away, but then you get to hammer stuff, you know, which is kind of cool. And people appreciate it, and it's become a fun point of engagement, I think.
Is there an interesting story about how you got that monster anvil into the Bandon Pro Shop?
So, typically, the anvils only weigh 100 pounds or so, and this is five times that. Usually with a 100-pound anvil, we just walk it in, carry it, put it in, you're good, we're set. This one, on the other hand, I got an engine hoist to put it into my dad's pickup truck, and then we drove it down to Bandon, and we didn't know how we were going to get it out of there. And then there's a fellow there who helped us out with a forklift to get it out, and then on one of the off days, or I think after hours, they took a forklift in and put it into the shop. And there was a lot of concern as to, you know, how it might damage the concrete and stuff. And if we didn't do it delicately, it might have. So, yeah, it was an arduous task, but I think in the end, well worth it.
Nice. And you have other smaller anvils at other properties. Where else can golfers around the country get the anvil experience?
Well, I think we have one up at Chambers. We're going to get one at Sand Valley. Stream Song has one. In fact, that's the one that I'll borrow. I'll borrow that for when we go and do the show. But then, yeah, there's a couple others floating out there. Sometimes the guys in the maintenance sheds will actually have anvils that we can borrow for the shop. So, and then we also have some mini ones that are out and around.
Well, I love how much we've learned on this episode of Talking Golf Getaways and Bandon Week with Akbar Chisti. I have learned more about anvils in 10 minutes than I've known my entire life, and that's a long life. So, you never know what's going to pop up here.
But thank you guys for letting me talk about all the nonsense we do at Seamus. It's really just a lot of fun, and we just want to keep doing it for a long time, and having you guys' support means a lot to me.
Well, there is, I know I'm speaking for Darren, when there's nobody more that we want to support than you and Megan and everybody else at Seamus. It's a classic story of people literally just being passionate and loving what they do and then turning it into what is a fantastic business that gives joy to a whole bunch of people. So we're grateful to you for being on this episode during Bandon Week. You can find Akbar again at SeamusGolf.com, at Seamus Golf on Twitter and Instagram. He's going to be doing an emergency nine with us, which should be a ton of fun. Look how much fun we've had just talking about Bandon. What's going to happen when we open the whole world up to Akbar? I think that's what's going to be great. And we'll look forward to just keeping up with you on your journeys. Thanks for being with us.
Thank you.
And as always, we want to thank the listeners. Couldn't do this without them as well. So hit us up on Twitter. I'm at Getaways Golf. Mitch is at Mitch Lawrence. Or use hashtag Talking Golf Getaways, hashtag Emergency 9, or hashtag 2HaggisBags to get our attention.
And that'll definitely get our attention. And if you're enjoying Talking Golf Getaways, don't hesitate to share us on your social media. You can rate us on iTunes. Help us spread the word about the best in golf travel. Thanks again to Akbar. Thanks to Darren. I'm Mitch. And this is a perfect time for Tom Petty to say run down that dream, because nobody has done that more than Akbar Chishti and Seamus Golf. Take care, everybody. We'll talk to you soon.